We're doing Ben Yonah and Pirkei Avot. We're in the middle of the first Mishnah of the second chapter. Rebbe had taught us what's a straight path, what's the path a person should choose, one that's glorious to the performer, and one that people view as glorious. Pirkei Avot, second chapter, first Mishnah. You guys, if you have Pirkei Avot, you can follow on inside. Not yet. And be careful with a light mitzvah as a severe one, for you do not know the wages of mitzvot. And calculate the loss of a mitzvah opposite its wages, and the wages of a sin opposite its loss. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Ve'vem chashev efsed mitzvah keneged zchara, ki yirchash libcha davar leimor. Because your heart sometimes whispers and says the following, how am I going to do this mitzvah? It costs money. You have a mitzvah like buying a lulav and esrog. It's expensive. Buying oil for your Hanukkah candles costs money. So tell your heart, there are still great wages over this mitzvah. Thousands of times the value of the cost. And then your heart will be appeased. Sometimes you feel like this is very expensive. So calm yourself. I'll tell you where I think this comes to play a lot. When it comes to buying Sfarim, people are sometimes hesitant to buy a Siddur, to buy a Chumash, to buy a Tanakh. If these are Sfarim you will use, so it's an amazing investment. The returns are phenomenal. So we have to take hold of ourselves and invest properly. And one of the great investments in our future is not only investing in mitzvot, which I think no one here has an issue with, but it's investing also in the sfarim that will build ourselves and build our families. You got to remember, now's the time. The expenses go up from here. You hope your income goes up from here, but the expenses go up from here. And slowly you can build your library. It's a process, but you got to get started. V'schar avera keneged hefseida. What are the wages of a sin and what are the costs of a sin? P'niyeh davarim levavcha b'liya lemor. Sachar gadol yesh ba'asot avera hazot. Person thinks this sin is going to make me a lot of money. V'arveach b'kama v'chama. I'm going to make so much money with this. V'ana gdola yeli. Boy, am I going to benefit from this. V'ech lo eseh ota. So how am I going to forgo this? So a person has to watch himself and think what his ultimate loss over that sin is going to be. What's going to be ultimately? And that's double and triple and many times if you multiply the thing by itself, it's many times more than the gain he stands to gain now. And the ultimate pain is much longer and much greater than the fleeting pleasure that a person will benefit from the passing sin. And if you only think about it that way, so then a person can constrain himself and he won't sin. And no one wants an ultimate loss. If you think that ultimately you'll lose from it, then you won't do it. And the truth is, the Mishnah is really addressing our human weakness. At the moment when you're debating should you cheat on your taxes or not, you feel like you're going to gain a lot by it. And if you think long term, you realize not that way. And the Mishnah is talking about the ultimate loss. I think that we can apply it with regard to even a shorter sense. Let's take an example. You're filing your taxes, and you have a small income. You're wondering, should I report, shouldn't I report? If you think about it in the long run, one of the ways to make the right decision is to ask yourself, 10 years from now, when I look back at this, will it make a difference if I had to pay another $100 in taxes? In 10 years from now, when I look back at today, What will make a difference? Very often we're in the heat of the moment and then we make the wrong decisions. So the Mishnah says, calculate the ultimate loss in the world to come. I think that if a person finds it hard to think that far down the road, a person should ask himself, in 10 or 20 years when I look back at this, how will I look at my decision? Sometimes it's enough to think in Yom Kippur, in a half a year from now, how will I look back at this decision? And very often that helps a person make the right decision. And this is true not only in monetary issues. It's also true in personal and in interpersonal issues. It could be a question of who's going to take out the garbage. It could be small things where at the moment it feels like a big deal. But if you think about it in the broader scale, you realize it's not such a big deal. And very often this is true also about short-term decisions. Person says, should I be in yeshiva another month? And I say, how will you look back at it? Person says, should I take this year to study in yeshiva? It means I'll end up going to university a year later. I'll start life a year later. And I say, you'll have so many more tools for life. And in the grand scheme of things, how big a deal is this year? Very often, on the moment when you're 18, 19, the year feels very, very important. But when you'll be 35, will it really matter if you started work at 25 or 24? Yeah.